From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Six more people in Utah, three men and three women, have died from COVID-19. That's according to data released today by the Department of Health. All six had underlying health conditions. It's the most deaths in a single day since the first one was reported in late March. The state has now seen more than 5,400 confirmed cases of the virus, and over 126,000 people have been tested. The department also announced close to 2,400 people have recovered. The Southwest Utah Public Health Department reported 9 new cases of COVID-19 on Monday. It's the largest single-day increase in the region since the start of the pandemic. The spike comes as local leaders are asking Governor Gary Herbert to further relax social restrictions, a move the Public Health Department is backing. Department spokesman Dave Heaton says the jump is the result of more testing, and that's why his agency supports opening up more parts of the local economy.
Our goal of lowering or flattening the curve isn't to stop the virus, just to protect our healthcare system, which down here is pretty open as far as capacity.
Only 3 of 428 hospital beds in the district are currently occupied by COVID-19 patients. Researchers across the globe are trying to understand what percent of their population has been exposed to COVID-19. One county in the Mountain West just got its results in. Ray Ellen Bichel reports.
San Miguel County in Colorado teamed up with a biotech company to offer a COVID-19 antibody test to all residents who wanted one. Most of the county, about 5,500 people, got their blood tested. There were some borderline results, but at most, only 2% came back positive. Susan Lilly is a spokesperson with the county.
In a lot of ways, it's very good news because we haven't had the health impact or devastation that so many people have and so many areas have. On the other hand, it can be considered bad news if you say, well, gee, we haven't been hit yet.
The county is just coming out of a stay-at-home order. It plans to offer the antibody test a second time at some point in the future. Scientists say antibody test results can be difficult to interpret, with the possibility for both false positives and false negatives. And it's still unclear whether antibodies against COVID-19 mean immunity against COVID-19. And if so, for how long that lasts. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raylan Bichel.
During the month of Ramadan, Muslims come together to pray and reflect as a community. But as KUER's Emily Means reports, the coronavirus outbreak has forced Muslims in Utah to adjust how they observe the holiday.
Nights during Ramadan are usually busy, with hundreds of people gathering at the Utah Islamic Center to pray and eat together. But the center canceled its gatherings in response to COVID-19. Now, Hanifa Dehady breaks her sunrise to sunset fast with just her husband, mother-in-law, and 2 sons.
I do appreciate this time at home with my families because despite Ramadan being so communal and meeting everyone, there is a little bit of a distraction from the original point.
Dehady calls Ramadan a humbling reset button where she gives thanks for all she has and thinks about the less fortunate. The pandemic has put extra emphasis on that for her.
You are truly looking for all the blessings around us, and we have been blessed because we are home and safe.
Dehady's son leads the family's nightly prayers in the mosque in their basement. They set the space up before Ramadan, and she says it's making a big difference now. Emily Means, KUER News.
Air quality along the Wasatch Front is usually good around this time of year, but early data show it has been cleaner than usual so far this spring. A release from the University of Utah and the state's Department of Environmental Quality says as people stayed home more due to the coronavirus pandemic, researchers measured reduced emissions during the second half of March. Oxides of nitrogen, particulate matter, and carbon dioxide were all significantly lower than average. The data is not peer-reviewed yet, and scientists will analyze the month's weather conditions to understand the data better. But research professor Logan Mitchell says the results show promise and could help inform behavior in the future. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.